You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Matt Gillum, sitting in for Gemma Gaudette. As the popularity of electric vehicles continues to rise nationwide, it's possible that Idaho could start to see more eco-friendly cars on the road as well. Earlier this year, state officials shared that a new program would help improve fast charging infrastructure along Idaho's highways within the next few years. For those looking to reduce their carbon footprint and increase fuel economy, this could be a game changer. Joining me to talk about the future of electric vehicles in Idaho and their possible advantages is Vice President of Customer Operations and Business Development with Idaho Power, Adam Richens, and Boise State Adjunct Professor of Strategy and Innovation and a proud Leaf owner, Courtney White. You guys, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us, Matt. Honored to be here.
So it might seem pretty obvious, Adam, but let's start off by getting sort of a basic definition of an electric vehicle. Is it different than a hybrid?
Yeah, so the short answer is that electric vehicles are automobiles that use electrical energy stored in a battery to accelerate. So the fuel is not gasoline. The fuel is electricity from the grid. Now, electric vehicles look very similar to traditional vehicles until you get kind of to the inside of it. And EVs are different in that they don't have internal combustion engines, which means no tailpipes, no spark plugs, no multi-speed gearboxes, no oil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so hybrids tend to, there's different types of hybrids, there's plug-in hybrids, but hybrids still use gasoline, whereas true electric vehicles don't, they use electricity.
All right, well, there we go. You just plug it in, that's it. None of the usual like internal combustion stuff we're used to at all.
At all. And you can plug it in at home, which is one of the benefits of having an electric vehicle.
All right. Well, we've recently started seeing more of these vehicles around the Treasure Valley. I've definitely noticed a lot more Teslas out there on the roads in Boise over the past few months. Both of you, why are they becoming more popular? What, is there something about this moment we find ourselves in?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was looking at your parking lot and there were several EVs, and I don't think you saw that 5 years ago. In my mind, there's three primary reasons. The first obvious reason is the environmental benefits. So on average, electric vehicles emit about half of the CO2 of internal combustion engines. And in Idaho, the benefit's even better because Idaho Power's grid has much more hydro, solar, and wind than the average grid in the United States. So when you plug in, your emissions are quite a bit less even in Idaho. The second reason really deals with cost. And the fuel for EVs, which is electricity, is about 2.5 times cheaper than gasoline. And the maintenance is less, too. So a lot of people are starting to see those benefits. And the last reason is really range. The average American travels 30 miles a day. In the past, the range of electric vehicles were 50 to 100 miles. Now you're starting to see them at 250, 300 miles per charge. So range anxiety, which is a term that's used in our world, you're starting to see less of it.
Range anxiety. I like that. I remember when I'm from Southern California, electric vehicles started coming out. It was highly touted and a big deal that, you know, oh my gosh, this car can go from LA to Vegas on one charge. And that was a big whopper. So I'm guessing now they've even sort of gone beyond that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can see 300 miles per charge, which for a combustion engine, that's typically what you see too. So it's almost about comparable.
Wow. So just how long does it take to charge an electric vehicle? As our proud Leaf driver could probably tell us, are we talking a matter of hours or minutes?
Well, there are different types of charging. You could go with level one charging, and then you would typically plug it in overnight into a 110 socket. And that's kind of the slow way to go overnight. If you have a 220 outlet, it takes me about 2.5 hours. And then there are also options out there for DC fast. And that's not something you do at home, but some of these charging stations are much faster, and they'll charge in about a half hour.
And you said that this two-hour charge, is that to a full battery?
It takes me about 2.5 hours to fill the battery.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, the popularity of electric vehicles, again, on the rise, but fast charging stations, hard to come by, as I understand it. They're springing up in cities, but what about in rural states like here in Idaho, where there's considerable distances between town? I mean, Courtney, do you think that the lack of charging stations should deter people from getting on board with electric vehicles?
Well, I think that long term, I'm very proud of the work Idaho is doing to address that, because the technology is going that way. We're seeing longer ranges. But in terms of today, I don't think of it as range anxiety. And you do hear range anxiety used in every article you read on electric vehicles.
Please just keep using it as much as we can.
Yeah, exactly.
Time.
Exactly. No, I think of it as range acceptance. There's no reason to wait for a network of charging stations. We bought our Leaf to use in the Treasure Valley. We had two aging cars that we use for road trips. And now, instead of having to get a spendy new SUV for a big backpacking trip, I can drive the EV a gazillion miles back and forth all around the Treasure Valley, out to Barnes and out to Caldwell. And the mileage is going on that car at a very low cost rate for us. So there is no reason to, if I need to go further than the range that's on my Leaf, I just swap cars. I take the other car. So it's not a road trip car for us, but it is a great solution for driving around town and preserving our other cars.
And Courtney can attest to this, but 85% of all charging occurs at your home. Another 10% is at your work. So people aren't, that's where they're charging. And once you have a full battery, you can go 300 miles. You typically are fine.
I simply don't leave the house thinking I can't get back. So we haven't had to use a charging station here in the Treasure Valley. So again, I'm really glad to see I have a student that comes up from Salt Lake City, and she does stop at a charging station and recharge for a half hour before she gets up here. I have a lower end car that has been a very economic solution for us, but stays in town, and we haven't needed a charging station for the miles we do.
Well, stays in town. I mean, I remember I drove to Portland, and after right around Pendleton, I believe there's a sort of high rise. I think it's a casino, and it was advertised as like, oh, it's a high volume charging station. Like, just pull in for 20 minutes and then you can go on your way. So, I mean, that's a long way from here. So you could easily make that in one charge.
That's great. Yeah.
So this is sort of cropping up. So Adam, what's this new program looking to add more quick charging stations in Idaho? What is it and how does it work?
Well, it all started with a good old fashioned scandal, and every scandal has a good name.
Love a scandal.
Yes. And this name was Dieselgate, which refers to Volkswagen's attempt to cheat federal emissions testing by installing certain software. The short story is they got caught doing this. They're now paying $25 billion in fines to the U.S. The good news for Idaho is we're going to get about $2.8 million to invest in fast charging units across our highways. And so if you're interested, you can apply to the Department of Environmental Quality. You get up to 80% of the cost paid for potentially for these units, and you're going to start to see them sooner than just Pendleton. You'll see them up and down I-84, up through Ketchum, up to McCall. So we'll have kind of this infrastructure that will allow us to drive kind of all over the state and really across the United States.
Hmm. Well, we are speaking with Vice President of Customer Operations and Business Development at Idaho Power, Adam Richens, and Boise State Adjunct Professor of Strategy and Innovation, Courtney White. We always love hearing from you, our listeners. You can reach out to us on Twitter. Find us at KBSX915. So, Courtney, as we said when we first introduced you, you are a proud driver of an electric vehicle. What are a few of the, again, take me through some of the advantages you've noticed. Like, maybe just not just range-wise, but like, does it drive the same as a normal vehicle? Do you notice any difference between that and a gas-powered car?
Yes, I also drive a Prius. The word peppy is not often used in the same sentence as Prius. With the Leaf, man, that thing's got some game. So yeah, it's a fun car to drive in terms of performance. But I think the advantage we really feel, and I've asked around about this, it was an unexpected advantage. I think a lot of us spend more time driving than we want to, and that can get stressful, and it feels very wasteful sometimes to be just ping-ponging back and forth across the Treasure Valley with all that we have to do from as a working family. But the weight off our shoulders when suddenly it didn't cost but a couple of pennies per mile, we're not contributing to the inversion, we have no maintenance, we're not contributing to dependence on foreign oil, we just have no worries at all. We are sitting there with heated seats and a heated steering wheel and not pumping gas in the rain.
And feeling guilt-free.
Just turning on Boise State Public Radio, kicking back. And I never expected that, you know, it made the time in the car just feel like less of a hassle, just stress-free.
Hmm. All right. So, Adam, how does Idaho compare to the rest of the U.S. when it comes to adopting electric vehicles? As we were saying, I mean, you know, we're seeing more of them out there, but are we cottoning to them quickly or more slowly?
Yeah, across the U.S., there's about 1.2 million electric vehicles, and the growth rate's at about 20%. That's every single year. So the growth rate's pretty substantial since 2013. In quarter four, Americans bought 120,000 EVs, so it was the biggest quarter ever. Now, in Idaho, we have about 2,300 electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles. But what we're seeing is actually a growth rate that's higher than the 20%. It's around 26% for Idahoans. And that's been consistent for the last 5 years. And that, again, that's every single year. So we are seeing some positive growth. So Idaho may have less, but the growth rate's actually higher.
Are we seeing that in sort of the quote-unquote urban centers of the city, or where are they growing the most in Idaho?
Typically in the urban centers. Okay. So in the Boise area, you see a decent amount in Ketchum and in McCall as well. Some in Pocatello, but typically in the urban areas.
So, Courtney, are there certain households that you would say would see more benefits than others from getting an electric vehicle? I'm thinking you're talking about range and sort of driving around, sort of staying in your area. Would this be a really good idea for seniors? Just, you know, not a lot of gas, not a lot of maintenance, and, you know, perhaps not a very vast distance from their home that they're going to be going.
Well, it's an interesting point. For me, I think it gets back to if you have another option to leave town if you need to. So having a second car really makes you much more of an ideal household because then you can always get to where you're going and swap cars. So that's one factor I would say. I don't think the number of miles it has as much influence as long as it's within range on a daily basis. If you have two people driving more than 80 miles separately, which doesn't happen in our household. But if that were the case, you don't fit. But unless you qualify for that, then you're a great household if you have multiple cars, multiple drivers. If you have a gas guzzler, if you have one of those large cars that's great for backcountry and all the things we love to do here in Idaho, then it's a great complement to that because instead of driving around in your gas guzzler and squeezing it into that little C parking place at the library, you can do it economically in an EV and just put all your miles on the EV in town.
But even with the gas guzzler, that's going to change a little bit because there are now trucks coming out there to be electric vehicles. So there's multiple different models, and they're pretty impressive, and you should start seeing them in 2020, 2021.
So you've got options.
You've got options.
We have been chatting with Vice President of Customer Operations and Business Development at Idaho Power, Adam Richens, and Boise State Adjunct Professor of Strategy and Innovation, Courtney White.